This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, dazzling, delightful, and just otherwise effervescent star of the Capitol Steps. Elena, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Are you getting all set for the midterm elections? Because it looks like the president's starting to get fired up here.
I'm studying my ballot even as we speak. I'm so excited.
Trying to figure out who these people are?
I live in one of those districts where the guy's been in for, 80 years and nobody ever runs against them. So it's no fun for me.
No huge investment then for Elena Newport. Basically, if the line's longer than five people, you're going to turn around on election day? Is that kind of how it goes with you?
That's right. No anti-incumbent fervor in our district.
Yeah, that's true. I think I know what district you're in. That's definitely true. We're past Labor Day now, so there's less than 2 months to go until Election Day. And, you can tell that it's September, because as soon as Labor Day hit, President Obama was starting to bring out that campaign cadence that we hear every once in a while, and certainly heard a couple years ago.
That's right. All of a sudden, the talk of bipartisanship is a little out the window, because we're gonna start to get a little more personal.
I know. In that big speech in Cleveland earlier in the week, he really went after John Boehner, and I think the big reaction of most Americans was, "Who's John Boehner?"
And is he related to Snooki from the Jersey Shore, because they both have the same skin color?
And they both get the same amount of coverage, unfortunately, on cable news.
Right. I think they go to the same tanning salon or spray tanning salon or whatever it is.
Well, that may very well be true. But, of course, one of the reasons the president is starting to roll up the sleeves here is because a lot of Democrats around the country are in big trouble. Some think that their majorities in Congress could certainly be threatened as a result of the latest poll numbers here. And a lot of that's due, of course, to the energy of the Tea Party.
Well, right. I think we've coined a new phrase this fall. It's called enthusiasm gap or something. There's the whole idea that one side is more enthusiastic than the other, and that spells trouble.
Yeah, you've got one side that says, we feel very strongly about this, and we're actually going to vote. Others say, we feel very strongly about this, but no, we're not going to vote.
We don't like anybody.
That's right.
So we had a Tea Party rally here in D.C., and I think the weekend that this happened, we debuted this song, and you're getting to hear the world premiere of it. So it's a little rough, but we're having a good time.
Well, always happy to unveil a world premiere. Here's the Capitol Steps with Fun, Fun, Fun.
Well, we members of the Tea Party are sick of all the taxes we pay now.
Taxes we pay.
So we're holding lots of rallies with our misspelled signs on display now.
Pay now, sign on display.
Seems the liberals have been spending all our money like an endless buffet now.
Pay now, endless buffet.
And we'll have fun, fun, fun till Obama takes our tea bags away. Now Americans will back us, cause the government can't get any better. And for dinner we'll serve anchor baby skewered on a nice silver platter.
Nice silver platter.
We got our leader Sarah Palin, cause a tea party should have a Mad Hatter. And we'll have fun, fun, fun putting slogans on our t-shirts today. We're coming to D.C., can't you see that we must be respected?
Give us respect.
But we won't drive on roads they funded with the stimulus or tax they collected.
Tax they collect.
And we're suspicious that all roads into D.C. are also pointing toward Mecca.
Mecca, pointing towards
Now
Mecca.
We'll have fun, 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 cleaning Sodom and Gomorrah.
Guns, guns, guns,
give a shout to Dr. Laura.
Fun, 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 till we take over the U.S. of A.
Oh, Elena. Yeah, I can see the enthusiasm going on there.
We got Mama Grizzlies into the song. And you try rhyming Mama Grizzlies. Grizzly was the only thing I could think of. And, of course, grizzlies are really in the news. One of our crew guys is off hiking with his grizzly spray in his pocket in Yellowstone Park.
So. Oh, wow. So he's going to have some actual real-world experience with this
Mama
song
Grizzlies.
When he comes back. Yeah.
So,
I just had this wonderful picture in my mind of you sitting up late at night in front of a keyboard with your like lyric sheet out, trying to figure out how to rhyme grizzly.
Grizzly, and you know, no rhyming dictionaries just go, oh, sorry, no word found, right?
Uh-huh.
And they don't think, well, she actually has to find one. You know, I got to look a little harder. So I cheated. I think abysmally is close enough, right?
I think we're gonna cut you some slack on that. We grade on a curve around here, you know that. What else is keeping you guys busy?
We're working on our new New York Mosque song, and we'll have that for you next week. And, you know, we're sitting around here figuring out what to burn this weekend. We're just trying to keep up with everything.
Indeed. That has been one of the big stories this week. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you very soon.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also get a copy of their new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.